Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and glad you were able to join me today, talking over the last week and a half about the spiritual battle that we're in the church today. What's unfolding, it's so helpful for us to be able, it's important for us to be able to see the situation and understand it spiritually from the Lord's perspective so that we can cooperate with what the Lord is doing. It's a destabilizing time. It's a time of shaking. It's a time of discouragement for many people and confusion. But it's a time that's precious because the Lord is allowing the church to undergo a discipline and a purification. Remember what Hebrews chapter 12, the writer of Hebrews says that God disciplines those whom he loves, as a father disciplines a son. If God didn't discipline his church, it's as though we would be orphans, like we didn't have a father. But God shows his love in part because when we need it, he comes to us and he disciplines us. And the passage says that discipline, the discipline of the Lord, is painful for a time. It's not pleasurable. But that God's goal and God's purpose and what we should keep our eye on is that he wants us to share in his holiness. He wants us to share in his life. And there's clearly dimensions of the church's life that are not walking in holiness. That, as I talked over the last week and a half, there's some real strongholds, in some ways demonic strongholds, even in parts of the church, because human beings have agreed to live deceptive lives, and human beings have agreed to protect habit patterns of sin and ways of thinking that are inconsistent with God's purpose and plan for the church that create spiritual strongholds in the mind of some, and then they influence the wider church in different ways. And so the Lord is coming to deal with that problem. So I've been doing a lot of prayer of the Psalms of late and just kind of studying the Psalms. And the first two Psalms that were given in the Psalter, you know, these Psalms are hymns, you know, that were sung. They're poetic hymns that were sung in liturgies in the temple or at important events like the inauguration of the new king or whatever. But they're for their time, but they're also for our time because many of them have prophetic significance and look forward to the coming of the Messiah. And the first two Psalms, some authors, some commentators say they're like, these two together are like an introduction to the whole of the Psalm, the book of Psalms. And so I want to read them today because I do think they have a powerful application, especially Psalm 2, to what we're living through in the church today and the broader picture and the church's relationship with the world and what has begun to come and what's going to continue to come in terms of the world's role in helping purify the church and the church's purification leading to a time of great evangelization and witness to a world that's resisting God and turning from God. So Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. But the wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This psalm by King David is called The Two Ways. I mean, that's a constant theme throughout the Bible, the two ways. I remember in the book of Deuteronomy, I think it's chapter 30, God says to Moses and to the people of Israel, I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse. Choose life so that you'll live that same decision is put before every single human being, to choose God or not to choose God. And there is within us, we know, the flesh, the fallen dimension of the human heart, the darkened mind. You read about it in Romans chapter 1 and many other places in the Bible, but the temptation of the human race to suppress the truth of God, to suppress the command of God, to refuse to acknowledge God and to give him thanks. And so the two ways, the man who is blessed is the one who takes God's counsel, the one who receives from God what God wants to give him, the law of the Lord, that the wise person, the wise man, the wise woman feeds on God's law and God's command. Remember what Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Jesus came to fulfill all of the law, not to just start his own law or to ignore the law of the Father. Jesus was all about it. Jesus is that wise man, and all who follow in his footsteps share in it. And notice that for the wise man, his very delight is the law of the Lord. The wicked man delights in what God finds offensive. I know I did that in my life, different times in my life, said yes to things that I saw as attractive, like the apple in the garden, right? Oh, this is going to be good for me. This is going to be fun. This is going to be pleasurable. This is going to get me ahead or whatever. And so I say yes to it. I take a big bite of the apple. It's foolishness. It's the deception of the enemy. And it's, you know, the temptation of the enemy. And there's something inside me that wants to go my own way, that doesn't want to delight in the law of the Lord or meditate on the law of the Lord. I want to be the center of reality. I don't want God's commandments or God to be the center of reality. And so I live like a fool because I ate from the wrong tree, if you will. And the one who delights in the law of the Lord, the analogy is like a tree that has deep roots near a stream of water. So the roots are always being watered, essentially, right? And so the leaves never dry, they never fall, and the tree bears lots of fruit. And so if we immerse our mind and heart and our imagination in God's commandments and God's economy and plan and God's revelation, we're going to flourish. We're made for God. We're made by God. And despite what the world tells us, despite what our flesh tells us, despite what Satan wants to tell us, the best way for us to live is to be fully in God's plan, surrendering him and trusting him, really just following in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus said, literally, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. My whole point in life is to please God. And he witnessed to us, even to the point of dying on a cross. He communicated to us, this is the way to life and happiness and fulfillment, right? But the wicked are not so. They don't stand. They're like chaff. What chaff is easily blown away by the wind, right? And the wicked, it's an analogy. The wicked will not stand in the judgment. Jesus is going to, on the day of judgment, he's going to check our fruit. He's going to eye the fruit that has grown from our lives. He said, you can judge a tree by its fruit. What kind of tree are you? What kind of tree am I? We won't be able to hide it. And the fruit on our tree will be dependent upon where we dug our roots, where we put our roots, what kind of soil we put our roots into. Is it the soil of God's word? Is it the soil of God's promises and God's commands? Is it the soil of the Holy Spirit and his church and his life and his grace and his mission? Or have I decided to put my roots down in the world, in habit patterns of living and thinking that really oppose God and live as if God didn't exist? Or am I living in the twilight between the two, which is what many of us do? We hedge our bets. We say, look, I don't know if I want to go all the way in with God too seriously and get too radical here because it could ruin my weekend. It could affect, you know, the circle of friends I want to run with, and life just may not be as fun as enjoyable. So I'm going to live in the twilight. So friends, the twilight is really putting yourself in a position of being under too much tutelage of the enemy, and it's going to end up being a place of seduction. It's going to be a place of great temptation, and you're likely going to fall. I mean, again, I can speak from experience on that. But instead, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So that's Psalm 1. It's the two ways. And one way is going to allow you to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and receive a reward. The other way is a way of condemnation. Jesus is going to say, "Depart from me. I don't know you." So this is the choice every human being faces, even those, guess what, who don't know Jesus. Because God has revealed enough to everybody to show them the way to light and to show them the way of darkness. And he's given each a conscience to be able to choose what's good. And yes, they have a lot against them in the world of flesh and the devil, but God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And in Romans chapter 1, it said that those who suppress the truth of God are without excuse because God is revealed in nature. Now, I just have a couple minutes left, and I want to just read Psalm 2 today, and I'll set up for the program tomorrow. Psalm 2, verse 1, "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, 'Let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us.' He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, 'I have set my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will tell the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. With trembling, kiss his feet, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Psalm 1 reveals the two ways. There's only a choice between two roads, a choice for one of two kingdoms, the kingdom of the enemy or the kingdom of God. There is no third way. I think lots of people attempt to craft a third way of like a new age, somewhat God-related, somewhat moralistic, progressive, whatever way that doesn't have to acknowledge God as he's being revealed in the Judeo-Christian history of the West, and that's gone across the world now. There is no third way. There's just two ways. One leads to life, one leads to death. One leads to blessing, one leads to a curse. Psalm 2 begins to reveal immediately the battle that's going on in the human heart where the kings of the earth and the rulers connive against the Lord and against his anointed son who he has established as Lord of all. I'm going to talk tomorrow about how Psalm 2 is revealed at different times in history and revealed in a particular way right now, what we're facing and what the church is currently facing in its relationship to the world and what it's going to face more intensely in the days ahead. I hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.